you find yourself drifting through space. You look out and you see a nebula. But then you realize you're in an office filled with many books and an empty desk. You pick up the book on the desk and the title says Dreamscape. I thought I knew the way. I thought I understood this reality of dreamscape. How arrogant I was to think that for one second I could understand something so vast as this. It's more than me. It's more than you, dear listener. But I can't shake the need, and I can't shake this feeling that somebody is here with me, somebody far away, somebody that understands me, the one I call dear heart. Where are you? So, before the actual journal entry begins, I feel like I should explain what these journal entries are. So, along with the normal podcasts about mental health, personal experiences, and the like, this podcast is also a way for me to express myself and share my experiences through journal entries, though it's kind of funny. This podcast started out with that. I intended to only do journal entries, but I felt like I needed to do more. So, in addition, I'm doing two types of episodes, as I just explained. But thank you for understanding, and I hope you guys enjoy. Thank you. These past few weeks, I feel, have been a test, though that would imply a test from some kind of higher power, which I'm not partial to that belief, but I do feel like it is some kind of test. Like I explained in the transitionary period episode, things are rough during transitionary periods in your life. Though, I digress, I've gotten off of the topic again. But I do feel like I'm changing, flowing through a different path in this dreamscape. I thought I understood where life was going, where I was going in dreamscape. But it would seem that there are multiple paths. I don't know if this is just ranting or surface thoughts or what. But I do feel that it's good for me to get these out through these journal entries. This is a way for me to freely associate and try to be transparent, as I promised to be on Twitter. So I do hope people see these. But I've climbed out of the dark hole again, and this time, it surely didn't feel like the last. This time, I had things pulling me back down into the hole. It was harder this time. Though I am okay now. A whole lot better. But the heat, so to speak, seems to be turning up each time I go into the hole. If you would like to know more of what I mean, check out the depression episode. But I'm changing. I'm becoming more comfortable with myself. And it's such a strange thing to behold within myself. I guess I'm more self-analytical and self-realizing, so I understand what's to come. But I feel like I've accepted myself as a woman. I have accepted myself, finally. And I'm not exactly sure how to express that. It's almost like it's almost like it's my time. And I do want to digress for a second. I am sorry if this feels like a bunch of jumbled thoughts. However, I would implore you to look at your own journals or diaries that you have written in the past. You will see a jumbled mess of thoughts and emotions. So this is what these are supposed to be. There is no certain time frame on them. Just whenever I feel like I've said my piece. But back on topic, through the confidence that others have instilled in me, that I've talked about before on Twitter and whatnot, I feel like I have finally started to accept myself. It's almost like my birth name being Kyle. It sounds so foreign. But how can that identity just be gone? Maybe it was just the only identity I knew until I found my own. But it's such a strange feeling of loss. It's not a bad loss, it's more like something better has taken its place. But I'm excited to see what comes next. But thank you for listening. I am sorry, again, if this just seemed like a bunch of jumbled thoughts and reactions and feelings. But it's just a way for me to understand myself. And maybe by this random talking, others will be able to understand themselves as well. Again, thank you. And I hope you are doing well. A few quick messages before the end. The podcast is on Anchor, Breaker, Google Podcasts, Pocket Cast, and Spotify. Hopefully many others soon. And I am on Podchaser. So if you guys would go and give a review or follow me on Twitter @LunaFrizzle, it would be most helpful. Thank you.